I want to today just look at some of this stuff. And when you understand it, not just the song, but the emphasis of what Jesus is trying to say. We so often go after God in the flesh, and really we don't have to do that. We're not obligated to go after him in the flesh. Paul says in Galatians, I think it's chapter 3, he says, who has bewitched you to think that what you started in faith, you can end in the flesh, or you can complete it in the flesh? Who bewitched you with that? It's not true. You can't do it. There's nothing you can do that can gain God's approval. And, you know, God's called me and, you know, to a specific purpose, and that is to encourage people. It's to build them up. It's to get them going. It's to encourage them to get out of bed in the morning, to go and love on God throughout the day. That's what my calling is to get people to be who they are, where they are, and where they're supposed to be. It's called destiny. It's what your destiny is. Okay. Where is your destiny? You know, what was I put on earth to be? What was God's purpose for me in my life? And you can find that in Romans chapter 8, verse 30, 28, 29, and 30, where he says, you've been destined to be in the image of his son. That's what you were predestined for. That's what your destiny was when you were born, was to be molded and made into the image of his son. Okay, not for anything else, but to be molded and made into the image of his son. And that's what your destiny is. What is your purpose on earth? And, you know, it could be, give that $5 to the guy on the street, or to take that single mom and tell her she's doing great, or to be with that father and tell him he's doing great, and being with the kids to tell them to love, and encouraging them to keep going in the midst of a society that doesn't care about anybody but themselves. And I'm not talking about just the United States. I'm talking about globally as well. The global emphasis is total greed and selfishness I'm talking generally. I'm not talking about specifically here, just in general. And that's what God has put us on earth to do. The Romans were very much similar to what's going on in society today, in the United States, except they had no choice and they had no out. That's the big difference. And, it was their way or the highway. Actually, it was their way or the, or being crucified. That's it. And so you had no bearing on what you can do. And that's the difference between the Roman society and our society today and in the United States. Right now there's a push to have the United States end up being a socialist, communistic society, which, you know, I mean, like I always say, if you don't study history, you're most apt to repeat it. And I know what happened. I mean, I'm not going to say I saw the actual torture and the torment, but I've seen the results of it. I was in Eastern Europe and right about the fall of the Soviet Union, or when it was falling apart. And, people were coming out of it. Eastern Europe was coming out of this thing. I was there and I saw the poverty. I'm not talking about the big city, because the big city, Riga, did really, really, you know, was coming out of it faster than the surrounding districts and the surrounding cities. And I call them cities with quotation marks, because they were really tiny farms that just were like a group of farms that were together. The churches in the outskirts were not churches of hundreds and thousands. They were churches of tens. And and people that were forgotten, people that were unloved. So that's what I went into, and I've seen it. Right now, there is a vacuum spiritually in the world today. There's just this vacuum. And it started back in the early 60s, late 50s, with a mere thing of, you know, we have to take prayer out of school. We have to take the Bible out of school. Very simple. And now we have this this plandemic that's been going on, this thing that's been going on, and it actually has given us the ability with having the children at home, which a lot of people said is torture for the parents, but it isn't, because actually the children can read their Bibles at home. They can pray at home. All right. So technically we have, there was an opportunity for us to bring prayer back into the school system. I mean, it's either that, or we can learn about, you know, Adam and Steve instead of Adam and Eve. You know, and then the children, can start to question their gender, and, you know, 4-year-olds can be sold off. You know, Save the Children campaign is an amazing thing, and trying to eliminate sex trafficking, and trying to eliminate, child pornography, trying to eliminate all of these things, and actually having it being exposed is a big deal. You know, and many people can get mad at me, but pedophilia is not a gender. It's not a sexual orientation. It's wicked. It's flat out wickedness. And, you know, I know I'll get kicked back on that, but I don't care. I mean, what are they going to do? Take my birthday away? So here's the deal. And why am I saying all of this? My mission on earth is to build up the body of Christ, is to build up people who have an ember glowing in their heart. An ember, you know, like they're about ready to give up. And I'm not just talking about Christians. I'm talking about pre-Christians as well. People that are about to receive Jesus. That's what I'm about. And people that know me know that, which is why the enemy has been trying so hard to destroy me, and to keep me from what that goal is. And, you know, and you do get distracted. You do get discouraged. You do get beat up sometimes. Hear what I'm saying? You do. And it happens. But understand me when I say this. Please understand me when I say this. You are called to something bigger than you think. You are called to something that is huge and terrific. And you have to be willing to be in total surrender to Him, to Jesus, to love Him. Because what it is that you are made to be in the image of God's Son, Jesus. And all God's doing is, while we are breathing here on this earth, and while we inhabit these things we call bodies, you're a spiritual being. And while we inhabit these things on earth, God is peeling back all the stuff to get to our core, so that our core focuses on who Jesus is. And our core causes us to be a people who are going after Him, not going after other things. You know, the thrills of this life are temporal. I remember I was golfing, and I shot a 78 that day. It was really kind of good. I mean, I was hitting all my putts. I came out of a lot of rough and tree lines and all that stuff in that process. But I shot a 78. And I thought, this is great, you know. And the sad thing is, you want to go out and do it again. But what happened is, you know, I ended up shooting, the next time I shot an 84, which, you know, so the glory was temporal. And the same thing with us. Some days we do good, some days we don't do good. And so you have to understand that it's a process. So you have to keep your emotions even keeled. And you have to be full of joy, and you have to be full of hope. Well, where do you get hope from? Well, the Bible says He is the God of all hope. Okay, He is the God of all hope. And he says that the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy, and all those three things are in the Holy Spirit. Okay, because you can have righteousness outside of the Holy Spirit. That's called legalism, and that's called religion. Okay? You can have peace outside of the Holy Spirit, and that's called calmness. It's just a temporary thing, because you know it's making you try to be one with yourself, and it's Eastern meditation. It's the New Age movement. You have to be centered. You know, you have all these things, but you can also have joy outside of the Holy Spirit, which is just happiness. And all of it has to be done in the Holy Spirit to walk in the kingdom of God. Now, many people say that the kingdom of God is broken up into three parts: righteousness, peace, and joy. But I believe that those are the kingdom of God is in the Holy Spirit, and He brings out the righteousness, peace, and joy. You are the righteousness of God in Christ. In Christ, that's what the Bible says. Okay. And the peace that passes all understanding will guard your heart and mind in Christ. It says He is Jehovah Shalom. He is Jehovah Shalom, the Lord my peace. That's what He is. It's not what He does. He doesn't just give it. He is that. And if you are in that, you're fine. And the joy, the Bible says the joy of the Lord. The Lord's joy is your strength. All right? And you know, many, many times we lose that joy because we don't walk in hopefulness. Hope is not this thing that, you just kind of go, I hope for this, or God's hope is, I hope this happens. It's an assurance. It's a eager assurance, an eager expectation of something good. You are assured. The Bible says, Hebrews 11:1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, right? Well, that's cool. Well, that's all we're going to talk about today. You know, it's a rather short one today, but I wanted to give an introduction of where we're going this week, because, or for the next couple of days, I kind of feel, because I want you to see that, you know, while we are walking in on this planet, we have to realize as Christians that we are just visiting this planet. Now, whether you're a Christian or a pre-Christian, you're called and you're just visiting this planet. And your job is to bring the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. Now, I know people go through issues. I get that. I know that people have stuff that they go on. I had some friends this week that lost mothers, family members, and it's just, it's hard. Cousins and uncles have died, and grandparents have died. Parents have passed away. You know, and I know what that's like. It's hard, man. You know, I have a friend whose mother passed away months ago, and they're still dealing with the trauma from that and the emotions from that. And you know, you just want to weep with them. And I'm not saying that they've lost hope. It's just that you have great memories. I mean, they're all with Jesus. They're all born again. But still, I have friends who have brothers and cousins and uncles and, that have been arrested or going to prison, for one thing or another, or going to court for one thing or another. These things happen. You know, there's mothers that are going through, situations with the legal system because of a domestic abuse. And I'm not talking about out there. I'm talking about friends. I have friends who are going through hurricanes. I have friends who walked through fires here in California, hurricanes down in the coast, the Gulf Coast. He is the God of all hope. Well, anyway, we're going to end it there. And then this is kind of what we're going to go after, the presence of God in the midst of it all. Okay? Well, anyway, God bless you. You have a great day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.